From Michigan Radio, this is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There has been a lot of talk about reviving and restoring Michigan Central, the once proud train station in Detroit's Corktown. But there's another piece of Detroit history that needs some of that love and attention. The Detroit House, where the man who won the Civil War for the Union and then went on to become president, once lived. Ulysses S. Grant lived in Detroit when he was a young Army lieutenant. And after years of neglect, there is an effort afoot to save Grant's home. Dan Austin of HistoricDetroit.org is here with us. Dan, when did Grant live in Detroit?
So he lived in Detroit before the Civil War when he was fresh out of West Point. So he moved to Detroit in 1849, and he lived in this house in question from April of 1849 to May of 1850. So it's a pretty short window, but we'll take it and call him an honorary Detroiter nonetheless.
Indeed. So long before he was a general leading the Army of the Union and what they then called in the North the War of the Rebellion. So he was a young guy then.
Yep, he was a young guy. Like I said, fresh out of West Point. There used to be military barracks over near where Lafayette Park is today. And so this house, which is now at the State Fairgrounds, actually was much closer to downtown. It was on East 4th Street between Russell and Rivard.
Tell us a little about the house.
So it's not, it doesn't look like much from the outside. You know, sometimes it's the history of a place, not its beauty. It's just a two-story clapboard house, you know, but it's who lived there, the history that happened within its walls that make it so significant. But at the same time, it's worth noting that this is one of the oldest surviving structures in the city of Detroit. There are only a handful of them that date to the 1830s, 1840s.
So historically significant in a couple of different ways. You know, I grew up in Ferndale, so I could walk to the State Fair and did it every year. And I remember very well that historic White House. So how did it wind up at the Michigan State Fairgrounds?
So back in the 1930s, Detroit was ready to demolish it. They were clear-cutting that area as part of an urban renewal project. And the Michigan Mutual Liability Company stepped forward, bought the house, and paid to move it to the State Fairgrounds in 1936. So that was when it was saved initially. And then it was moved again about 20 years later within the fairgrounds to its present site, and it sat there ever since.
And I think I remember, I'm reaching back a few years, we used to be able to go through it when we would go to the fairgrounds.
Yes, and it was a big tourist attraction or fair grower attraction, I suppose. So they would have a lot of period reenactment stuff there, history stuff. And it sounds like that's kind of what they want to have the house be again over near the DeQuinder Cut. You know, they're talking about a community space with some historical programming.
So how has the house fared? I'm kind of flinching as I ask you how it's fared since the State Fair ended and the fairgrounds closed in 2010. What condition is it in now?
I've seen worse. You know, the house hadn't really been used in quite some time. It was a storage facility toward the end of the fairgrounds' life. I'm not even sure exactly when it stopped being open to the public. So it's a little bit run down, totally salvageable. But the one question here is that when they moved the house from Lafayette Park area to the fairgrounds in 1936, we didn't have as many power lines and freeway overpasses and things like that. So it was much easier to move it. The question becomes, once you cut this thing apart, you cut it in two, what needs to happen to ensure that a house that's a little bit run down might be suffering some rot? It is a wooden house. You know, what kind of shape it's in? I think at that point we'll know a lot more about the condition of this house.
And the clock is ticking, isn't it, Dan Austin, because the old fairgrounds has been sold to the city of Detroit and to Magic Johnson's development company. So it's move it or lose it, right?
Well, yes, the city of Detroit did buy 142 acres of the fairgrounds, and Magic Johnson's got another 16 of them. But I can't imagine that either of those parties are going to say, if you don't get it off this property within X time, we're tearing it down. I don't see that being an issue. That said, the logistics of moving a house that was built in 1837 clear across town, there are a lot of logistics involved. It's going to be expensive. So it's good to start planning that stuff now and trying to get the stuff taken care of so we're not running around you know, redeveloping that site around this house with plans to eventually move it.
So you mentioned Eastern Market near the DeQuinder Cut. So who's behind efforts to get this house revived and moved?
That would be the state DNR. So the state is planning on setting it up there at the DeQuinder Cut near Eastern Market. They will be in charge of the programming. We talked a couple years ago, you and I, when the DNR was planning on trying to move it over to the DEPSA, the Detroit Edison Public School Academy property, which is also over there near the DeQuinder Cut at St. Aubyn and Gratiot. That was 3 years ago now, and that plan fell apart. But I think that the overall goal of having the DNR do to this house kind of what they did with the old Detroit dry dock, the Globe Trading Building over there along the river, and making it some kind of a public space once again, that seems like the strategy.
When you think, you refer to how expensive it would be to basically dissect this old house and then do this big move across town, expensive. So is money there? Are they looking for private partners to help underwrite this?
I imagine that any and all help will be most welcome. I don't have any clue what it's going to cost to move this thing. It will not be cheap, that's for sure. So I think that last I had heard in talking with folks involved with the project, they don't necessarily have the funding and the approvals final. So if any listeners out there want to save a house where a future U.S. president and Civil War hero once lived in Detroit, one of the oldest houses in Detroit, I'm sure the state would be happy to talk to you and take your check.
Dan Austin, historicdetroit.org. It's always great talking history with you, Dan. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.